phone and internet connections cut off for a third time since the Israel-Hamas war began. The cabinet ministers distance herself from Suella Braverman's description of rough sleeping as a lifestyle choice. The Home Secretary's faced backlash for her comments after outlining plans to restrict charities providing tents for use by homeless people in UK towns and cities. Energy Secretary Claire Coutinho insists it's important people have safe accommodation.
I think the reasons that people get into that position are complex and very varied. So I wouldn't necessarily use the language of lifestyle choice. I think actually in her tweet and thread she distinguished that a lot of people who end up in that position or struggling, for example, with addiction issues.
Scotland's First Minister says it's disgraceful that police and fire crews were attacked in bonfire night disorder in Edinburgh. Fireworks and petrol bombs were thrown at officers in the Nidri area of the city last night. More than 16 million people in the UK missed payments on household bills this year, with 2 million doing so for the first time. The Money and Pension Service says credit cards were most likely to go unpaid. There could be 9,000 more young offenders on Britain's streets in the next 4 years because of a rise in school absence. The Centre for Social Justice found as many as 2,000 of those could turn into violent criminals. It also says children are 3 times more likely to turn to crime if they don't go to class. Andy Cook from the think tank says it's an issue that needs to be addressed now.
This is our future generations. We've got to wake up to this, and it's the ticking time bomb has already gone off. But we can change things. This is the most urgent thing facing us.
And the aviation watchdog's given Virgin permission for a world-first transatlantic flight using only sustainable jet fuel. It'll fly from London to New York at the end of the month. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to you, Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It's lovely out there. It's nice and sunny. 13 degrees sunny and a gentle breeze for today. As it gets to around about lunchtime, it might cloud over a bit between 1 and 2, and then the sunshine will be back and it will be a dry day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours with lots and lots of music. You've got charts, you've got some classic tracks and the best in independent music as well, as I always feature on the show. Funny stories, have a look round at the news stories that are making us smile at the moment. Just hit my glasses on the on the microphone. And I got in this morning and I've just looked at my top and I've just put my top on again because it was inside out. I think my mum always said, what does it say? Inside out top. Superstition. It probably says, you're not meant to do anything. My mum was one of those, don't put shoes on the table, because sometimes, you know, if you get a new pair of shoes, you put the, no, she'd go mad. In ancient times, people wore clothes with the wrong side out to hide their identity from evil spirits and hostile gazes. Some believed that wearing clothes inside out could cause bad consequences, such as bad luck, illness, and disagreement with loved ones. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Well, it was an accident. Some people think it's a sign of good luck, but only if you leave the clothing inside out until the not time you get dressed for bed. No, I'm not going. Sorry. I'm not going to. Knocking on wood could be Indo-European, Celtic, or possibly British superstition. You do that, don't you? Throwing salt over your shoulder, I do that one as well. Walking under a ladder, I never do that. Broken mirror, step on a crack, break your mother's back, don't know that one. Lucky pennies, no. Lucky horseshoe, yes. And Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th. Oh, yeah. So we all have those kind of things, don't we? Well, maybe it's just me. But putting shoes on the... I know what it's to do with. Putting shoes on the table in a box was meant to mean... because years ago when people were very, very, very poor, If somebody died and they have relatively not bad shoes, you would pass them on to somebody. So therefore, that's what that saying is: don't put shoes on the table. Don't put your shoes on the table because it could be dead men's shoes. Anyway, happy days. It's Monday and 5 past 10. Michelle, you're off to a flying start this morning. I know, I can't help myself. Happy birthday to Gemma Vango, 30. She looks... I actually smashed my way into Gemma Vango in Brentwood a couple of months ago. I was like, Gemma! She just looked very surprised. She's an excellent singer-songwriter. I think, actually, as I've mentioned Gemma, I think I'm going to play one of her tracks, actually, Gemma Vango. Which one will I play? I'll play Beside You. I like that one. So she's 30. Good morning. And Carol, she is... No, Carol, you look so young. Happy birthday, Carol. You... I won't put... We normally call her Dirty Carol. I said it only because it was a little bit of a running joke, but I won't put that on her... I won't put that on anything because she might get offended if I do that. So let me know what you are up to. Say, what are you doing today? What are you doing today on this Monday? Are you working? Have you got the day off? Happy 30th birthday. That's a good age, 30. You're still young. You feel old. You go, oh, I'm 30. I'm so old. Oh, I've got to do it. And then you get older than that, much, much older than that. And you're like thinking 30 is like a baby. But then to somebody of 90, I'm a spring chicken. There we go. That's what I always think in my mind. My very small mind. The question of the day, I'm trying to find it desperately. I think it was about going back in time by 10 years. If you could meet yourself and say 5 words to change your life, what would they be? It could be stop dating that bloke. He's... And then, like, what? You've got to make sure you've got your 5 words correct. Or, lottery. Oh, but you wouldn't have enough. You don't have 4 numbers. You could just say a series of numbers, couldn't you? But that'd only give you 5, so that's no good. But, you know, just let me know. It's, you know... Oh, got some nice little messages this morning. So that's the question of the day. Plus we've got Rogue FX, JBax, Emma Perry coming up, Trust the Doc as well. Got loads of great music, so looking forward to ploughing through the show. I need to get a coffee. And by the way, just to let you know, Brook Street roundabout is an abomination this morning, and it looks like it's going to be ongoing because they're doing that building work where I think they're doing a bit of a slip road, but it's completely mucked up the Brook Street roundabout, and that's going to be ongoing. So if you, because I normally go on that road and then go round to come off at Brook Street at Brentwood, and this morning I luckily managed to pull over and go past Harold Wood and then had to take the back route in. It's a nightmare. I'm really sorry if you're stuck in that at the moment, but that is going to be ongoing. Anyway, we mentioned happy birthday to you, to Gemma Vango, who's 30. Here she is with Beside Me. Happy birthday, Gemma.
Everything I had, I can't. fight. My flow, the waiter just took my table and gave it to Jessica Sims. I guess I'm the same with Tromboy, at least I know how to hit. What if this song's on the radio, then somebody's gonna die. I'm gonna get in trouble, my ex will start a fight. Na 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 na, he's gonna start a fight. Na 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 na.
Is the amazing Pink with So What? Excellent. Just coming up to 10:15 on Phoenix FM. Now we've got new music to play. This track out last week on Thursday, Friday. Nishna is a Ukrainian singer now living in Norway. She has appeared on The Voice, so you know she's going to be brilliant. She's on Facebook at nishna.live, and you'll find her at Nishna on Instagram. That's N-I-Z-H-N-A. And she's got a track out at the moment, which is called Never Too Late. And here it is now.
Before I couldn't find the open door and felt like never more. But life is not so numb. Don't be afraid of being wrong. No, no. Never too late to start your road. Even if you feel you never will be loved, be strong. Too late to leave behind all of these crazy shallow people's pride. Just fine. There's a special feeling how your soul's revealing. You will never feel alone. All your fears completely gone. Now it's your possession and it's very special. Life is rolling. Get it wrong.
Phoenix FM.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ah, that is the one and only Scott Ross, a little sneaky extra player of his promo. I'm feeling kind today. Now, I've got some, I don't know what this is. I was trying to eat more protein this morning. I put on my jeans. I've got a pair of pull-on jeans. No, they're fashionable at the moment. Shut your face. And I pulled them up. They've been in the washing machine. I'd put them on a quite a high temperature. And I pulled them up. And I thought this morning, they're not going to go over my gut. And I struggled. And I was wiggling around going, I'm not simply not, it's not going to happen. Finally, it did. So I thought to myself, I'll have some protein. I didn't feel great at the weekend. Saturday, I've been really busy over the weekend, but I didn't feel particularly brilliant on Saturday. But I've done loads and loads and loads and loads of sorting out and going out and sorting out. Which always makes you feel better, I feel, when you're sort of sorting through stuff and you find memories and you're laughing about things. But it was a nice weekend. I didn't feel particularly brilliant. I think it's just this, I've still got like the tail end of a cold at the moment, and then I've got all these plans coming up, so I've got lots of things happening and people I'm seeing and all this sort of stuff, so it and also I'm terrible with keeping my diary. Everyone still keeps laughing at me. I mean, Scott Ross I think has a paper diary, one of my other friends Alison, she has a paper diary, and yet I with technology I'm all over TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I know how to use, you know, different software for films, all sorts of stuff. I love all technology, but for some reason I cannot get to having a diary on my phone. I just can't do it. I think it's because I write things in my diary every, like this week I've got five lots of guests coming up, and I kind of write stuff in, and I just leave it, and then in the morning I look and I go, right, that's my guest all the day before. I prep out the show, do my questions, blah, 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 and I've got it all sort of, I'm in a routine. But I have to have a paper diary. I don't know what it is about a paper diary. I like a big paper diary as well. The diary I've got at the moment is you can't get much on the days of the week, you see. But I used to like an A4 paper diary. You can still get those. just write stuff. I was thinking what it was. I was always worried that I would put gigs in and then I would lose my phone or something would happen and it'd be gone. I mean, I know now everything's backed up, but I mean, maybe that's the reason. I don't know. And I'm loving at the moment my Sonic cleaning machine. I need to get out more. But seriously, I bought the thing. I need to give it a review on Amazon. It's one of the best things I've bought. Because, and then I found all the jewellery cleaner, because I'm cleaning out the garage, I found all that. But it's just brilliant. And I've got people saying, I've heard about your jewellery cleaning, because it gets all tarnish off of, off of silvers and stuff, and makes gems sparkle. And you only put water in it, you don't have to put it in a cleaning solution. So I've got friends now saying, well, when you come over, can you bring that Sonic cleaning machine? It's like, yeah, of course, it'd go everywhere with me. But it's great if you anything you put in there. I was even looking at the house keys the other day and thinking, shall I put them in the Sonic cleaner? So they look all glittery and beautiful. Ah, you can't have a Monday without some Thin Lizzy. Here are the boys are back in town.
Back in town. that's fine.
Yes, I know that he's my ex, but can two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, the biggest lie I ever said. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex, but can two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend.
That one too is bad.
Now I'm getting in the car, wrecking all my plans. I know I should stop, but I can't. And I told my friends it was asleep, but I never said where, in his jeans. And I pull up to your place on the second floor, and you're standing smiling at the door, and I'm sure I've seen much hotter men.
Whatever, it's fine.
Yes, I know that he's my ex, but can two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, the biggest lie I ever said. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex, but can two people reconnect? I only see him as a friend, his trip to fell into his bed. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex. Can two people reconnect?
Love local radio.
Think I forgot
radio.
To breathe.
And it's local.
Did you forget my name? I wrote your symphonies. They all just sound the same. Don't know what I believe in. Cause I just get moving on. Said I should take a seat.
do like that song. I do like that song. That is Silk City, Ellie Goulding with New Love, and before that, Olivia Rodriguez, and then Thin Lizzy with The Boys Are Back in Town. That was three in a row. I think we should have some new music, actually. Well, not saying that none of that was new music, but I have, Olivia Rodriguez was new. I can't get my words out today. I thought we'd start off with, in fact, I'm going to have something brand new that you've not heard. This is Francine. Michelle, you've not done it again, have you? Oh, no, I hope not. That'd be most annoying if you've done that again. Let me click on that. You know what I do sometimes? I upload songs and I get all overexcited, and then I find that I haven't actually uploaded them. So basically, I haven't uploaded the song. Oh no, Michelle, you have, haven't you? That's what you've done. Let me just check and see I haven't put it in the wrong folder. I want to play this track. It's a really fantastic country track. Francine, honey, let's have a look. Oh, she is there. I don't know. I don't know what folder it's gone in. It's gone into a folder that isn't in my normal place. So this track is by. I don't know why I did that voice. Actually, this is by Francine Honey, and this track is called Better Think Again.
Laundry, you've got a lion on your floor. Pick me up whenever you don't know what you're looking for. I'm worth more than all the gold you've got sitting in the bank. I can see your cheating heart from here, and I ain't even hanging. Where do we go?
lights go out. To watch me on my knees, my heart, it bleeds while you pour gasoline all over me. Set me on fire, cause you love the hurt. Set me on fire, just to watch me. Burn. What would you do if you lost control? You feel if your dreams are sold? With both your hands tied and your taped up mouth.
So small.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel now. It's bad news around the Brook Street roundabout this morning. Let's see what the traffic is like there at the moment. Hear the force that I hit the keyboard with. Because it didn't change fast enough. Come on! Come on! Little computer, come on. Come on, that's it. Brook Street roundabout is looking clear, according to this, at the moment. So if you are heading that way down from the M25 onto Brook Street roundabout, you should be fine. And from the A12 as well. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run and coming back through the tunnel. Up to the M11, no major issues. The A12 is running nicely as well. Just a little bit of congestion as you're getting up towards, just going past Margaretting. But you do have those 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions. But other than that, it's flowing pretty nicely. There were a few roadworks around. They seem to have cleared. On this map they had temporary traffic signals on the A129 Rainy Road at Church Lane. But if there's any problems on the road we're not mentioning, do let us know. Road closed due to gas main work on the B186 Worley Street both ways between St Mary's Lane and the A127. More traffic and travel in an hour. I had a bit of a twinge in my back this morning. I don't know why I had a twinge in my back. But you know, some days you go, oh, while I was driving along, I can't swallow a tablet. You know, some people can take pain medication, can't they? Like, you give them a painkiller, they don't have any water, and they go, like that. Oh, I can't do that. I have to have a drink. My throat is always dry. And it is, it's always dry. And I can't swallow tablets unless I've got some water. I just can't do it. It's, no, I'm one of those people, and I have been known to actually chew up a paracetamol. If I'm feeling particularly unwell, I'll chew one, and that horrible taste of paracetamol in your gob, I don't like that. And I'm addicted, by the way. This is going to sound terrible. I should rephrase this, but I'm going to say what I was going to say. I'm addicted to giant Watsits, and there is something about... there is something about them over the last couple of weeks. I discovered them, and I think it must have happened before, but they do different flavours. They do one in prawn cocktail, which I'm not too keen on, but they do like a flaming hot giant Watsit, and they are giant Watsits, I should say. They are delicious. I mean, there are other crisp brands available, but I think they're very bad. I don't think they're probably going to be the best thing for you. But the thing is, they're enormous, but you just eat more of them. You buy the big sort of family bag. I'm like, I can't. They're so Moorish. And I mean, I'm not really a massive fan, shall I say, of crisps anymore. Because there's a lot of crisps I just can't be bothered to eat. I just don't like the flavour of them. It's the hand-cooked chips. I don't like those. A lot of the big brands, I don't like that. I just find them, they've got a funny taste to me. I don't like them. Even the ones in the tubes, I don't like those either. Although I will buy them and eat them and go, I don't like these. I don't know why I do that. I don't mind. I tell you what, the crisps I don't mind. The ones that have got like the ridges in them, they're quite nice. But then only certain flavours. I mean, if you're out there and you eat beef crisps, you know, a friend of mine, because I just don't understand that. That's wrong. Bacon things, they always repeat on you within about 20 minutes and you've just got bacon burps for the rest of the day. Horrible things. Prawn cocktail should only be if you're having skips, if anybody still eats those from the 1970s, because that's, you know, that's fine. I don't mind quavers because they're nice and light. I don't know, maybe it's something to do with the oil they're cooking the chips, don't call them chips, that's American, they're cooking the crisps in. When I'm in Greece, I'll eat Lay's, which I think are the same brand as Walker's. But again, only ready salted. I don't want any of your funny flavours. Cheese and onion, even cheese and onion, no. And I know there's people out there that put, okay, that put crisps in a sandwich. I know, there's people out there that do that. I know, I can't believe it. I'm quite shocked myself. It's, I don't know. I haven't really tried it. Well, maybe I did when I was a kid, I don't know. It's not the sort of thing for me, I don't think, that I'd want to be doing. But if you do, I mean, if you do eat crisps in a sandwich, let me know if, you know, if it's something that I should be experimenting with. You're probably going to say something like cheese and onion works quite well rather than ready salted. But I'm not a massive fan of cheese and onion or chili crisps or any of those things. And I've eaten them over the years and now I'm like, no. I used to love anchovies, didn't I? And I kept buying them at the farm shop. I haven't been there for ages, actually. And with a glass of wine. A glass of white wine. I've even got off wine. The anchovies, I've got a glass of white wine, a couple of anchovies, sat in my little swinging chair in the garden. And even that, I can't be bothered with that either. I don't even sit in the swinging chair anymore. So it's like I've gone off anchovies, wine, and my swinging chair. But if you do have any sort of flavoured crisps that I should be trying, let me know if there's anything new out there that I might get a bit of enjoyment from. Because if for me, I'm not really enjoying any of them, except for the giant Wotsits. Now, they are something special.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH BAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10pm, tune into my show, Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10pm, on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is the JoJo Man Band, brand new track called Word of Love.
I'm
That is another amazing track from the JoJo Man Band. He releases so much music, does Nick? I get messages all the time about his new music, which is absolutely brilliant. Rob said crisps. Was it crisps in a sarnie along with some salad peps it up a bit? I'll have to give it a try. I agree, it's the oil, MSG and gluten that messes your digestion. Yeah, I know what you mean. That's what it does in crisps. Yep, definitely.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.